at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Birdwatch. Birdwatch, brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Floral Garden, and Bird Center at the corner of 12th Street and Milam, and by the River Lake Inn, located near Colon. And good morning to you. A pretty morning out there. Lots of bird sounds in your yard, no doubt. And speaking of bird sounds, our question for the trivia this morning is an audio one. You get yourself a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend that's available exclusively at Waddell's, and you get a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn, where you can have a great dinner and watch the hummingbirds coming to feeders just inches away from your table. And to get both of those prizes, all you have to do is tell us who this is. All you have to do is tell us who that is. 590 WKZO time is 8:15, and let's go to the phones. First up is Jenny. Jenny, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Roger.
You have a question, but
yes.
Do you want to make a guess on who that is?
Oh, gosh. Big red-headed woodpecker.
No, I'm sorry, it's not. Okay.
All right, the question I have is, what's the incubation period of a robin? She's been sitting on that nest, and more off than on, and she can't hatch those eggs.
Well, she's probably not trying to. Birds don't start brooding their eggs until they've laid the full clutch of eggs.
And she's got three eggs in the nest.
Yeah, but she may eventually have four or five. And
she's off of it more than she's on. How can she hatch them if she doesn't keep them warm?
Well, in warm weather like we are having when it's above freezing, she doesn't want to warm them too much or they'll start maturing in the egg. And birds need to have all of their offspring about the same age so they can feed them. She can't be feeding one that hatched early and still brooding a late hatching egg. And so they have to coordinate this.
Well, how long is it? She's been on that nest for over 3 weeks.
Well, she's just laying her full clutch of eggs. Now, things go wrong, and there may not be life in those eggs. I can't tell you specifically what's going on.
What does she do with them? Does she throw them out? The egg, if it hasn't hatched?
Yes, yes. Eventually, she will determine which eggs have life in them and which don't. And she will potentially remove the egg that's not viable. But I wouldn't worry about her at this point. I think she's just laying her full clutch of eggs, and when it's time, she'll start brooding them.
Okay, she's just doing her thing.
Yeah, yeah, I wouldn't worry.
Okay, thanks, Roger.
You bet. You have a good day.
You too.
Next up is Ed in Kalamazoo. Ed, how are you?
Good morning, Roger.
Before you take your guess,
yeah.
I got a chance to look at your pictures.
Okay.
And thanks for dropping them by.
Yep.
What you have is, in my estimation, now this is an educated guess, mm-hmm. are juvenile rose-breasted grosbeaks.
Oh, my goodness.
and the tufts on their head, that's not a tuft. It's they're in the process of losing their first feathers and getting adult feathers.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. I would love that if that were the case.
And so those ear tufts on top of the head are really just a bad hair day. And but look at the size of that beak, and a bird that size with that kind of a beak, I'm guessing rose-breasted grosbeak.
Oh, thank you very much for following up on that, because they continue to come. And, however, now there's only two coming, whereas originally there were four or five that were around there all the time, but... So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Well, Ed, honestly, the majority of birds don't survive their first year.
We've heard that before, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So well, about the guess,
yes.
I don't know. It sounds a little bit like a ringneck pheasant. I don't know if that is or not.
No, I'm sorry it's not. But thanks for taking a shot at it.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Bye.
And Mary, how are you?
I'm doing just fine, Roger.
You got a guess for us?
Well, it is a guess. The American crow?
No, I'm sorry it's not.
All righty, thank you.
Thanks for taking a shot. Let's give you... And seeing we're at about 20 after, this is a commonly seen bird in Michigan. They are around, and you see them near water. And it is a commonly seen bird in Michigan. This is not a trick question. Next up is Linda. Linda, how are you?
Allergy stricken.
tell me about it. Since Wednesday of this week, my allergies have just made me miserable.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to guess the blue heron.
And we have a winner. Yes.
Yay.
It is the blue heron. Now, did you know that or did you need my hints?
Well, actually, my husband tipped me off. I thought it might be the sandhill crane, but he said, no, say blue heron. Say blue heron. So I got to give credit to him.
Yeah, so your husband actually won. You may be voicing this, but your husband won.
Yeah, well, I guess you could say that.
I'm married.
It's hard to say you're right, you know, to somebody else.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I'm married. I know how the dynamics of this work. And we'll call you the winner, and you deal with your home situation.
Okay, thank you, Roger.
I'm going to send you back in to Tim, who's going to need some information from you. And then dinner is on us for both you and your birds.
Roger, can I ask you a little question quick?
Sure.
We have like three or four sets of tree swallows raising babies.
Uh-huh.
And when you mow the lawn, they just dive. How on earth do they swoop and see bugs? Because they're going pretty darn fast. They never touch the ground.
Yeah.
Their eyesight must be like 1,000 times better than ours.
Well, I can't tell you specifically in the case of tree swallows, but I can tell you that a hummingbird has the vision that you and I have looking through 10-power binoculars.
My goodness.
And it's safe to assume that birds that capture insects on the fly have to have comparable eyesight. You know, hummingbirds eat a lot of insects.
Mm-hmm.
That's their diet. They can't live on sugar. And so I would assume that you would find that kind of eyesight in tree swallows as well.
Do they ever touch the ground? I mean, I've never seen one on the ground.
No.
Even in their house, but...
Yeah. I don't, I've not seen one on the ground. I'm certain there's exceptions to every rule, but I've not seen one on the ground.
They are fun to watch with all these different pairs we have.
Oh, yeah, they're incredibly acrobatic. I do know that a peregrine falcon sitting on the top of the Empire State Building could see an insect the size of a ladybug on the street below.
Oh, my goodness.
And and we all know hawks, the height they right. are looking for mice scurrying
vultures,
in fields.
All of them. Yeah,
yeah.
Wow.
So I can tell you specifically on hummingbirds, it's just a guess, but I've got to assume similar eyesight in the tree swallow.
All right. Well, have a good weekend.
Okay, thanks. Don't run away. We got to send you back in to Tim.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet. Waddell's Garden Center is the place you can count on for the freshest bird seed at great prices. This week, get special pricing on seven, count them, seven wild bird feed favorites. For a big variety of birds, Waddell's recommends the Songbird Blend. The 25-pound bag is on sale for just $15.88. Thistle seed, only 93 cents a pound, or you can save even more by buying 50 pounds for just $44.88. And the 50-pound bag of black oil sunflower is on sale for the low price of $21.88. And don't forget the hummingbirds. This time, it's time to get your hummingbird feeders out there. And this week, you can save 25% on your choice of over 40 styles of hummingbirds. Attract orioles with an oriole feeder. Waddell's entire selection of oriole feeders are on sale 25% off. Check out the other birds' favorites on sale, like sunflower hearts, safflower seed, Waddell's No Waste Mix, the No Hulls Blend. There's a difference. Check out the feeds you can get at other stores. Then you'll see the 20 top quality blends at Waddell's. You want to keep your feeders full of what the birds like best. So shop Waddell's Garden Center, your bird feeding headquarters for 67 years, on Texas Drive at the corner of Millom and 12th Street. 590 WKZO time is 8:25, and summer's finally here. Through June, River Lake Inn is featuring a trio of summer delights. Their June features include Chef Mark Bailey's classic slow-cooked barbecue baby back ribs with River Lake Inn's house apple blossom barbecue sauce. Succulent white lake perch, lightly battered and pan-fried, and a marvelous 10-ounce top sirloin steak, an aged Angus USDA choice cut grilled to your perfection. And all of these entrees come with your choice of potato and salad bar. In addition to these features, their full menu, buffet, and other daily features are available, plus River Lake Inn's many appetizers and fabulous homemade desserts. And it's not too early to make your reservation for their annual Father's Day buffet. It's coming up a week from tomorrow on June 16th. The hummingbirds, purple martins, and orioles have returned to the River Lake Inn, and they're a joy to see, and the gardens are in bloom, so come early and take a stroll through the gardens and nature trails. Reservations are not required for groups of six or less. For more information and directions, call the River Lake Inn at 269-432-2626 or simply go to riverlakeinn.com. Let's go back to the phones. Dave has a question. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Roger. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, sure.
I have this bird that I've never seen. It's about the size of a robin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's black like a crow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a blue ring around its neck. And my mother's an avid bird watcher, and she thinks it's a starling.
I'm thinking more of a grackle.
A what?
A grackle.
Yeah.
They're a fairly common bird that are black with sort of a purplish, bluish sheen to them. And depending on the angle of the light, I'm thinking my guess would be a grackle. Take a look in your bird guide and see if that's what you think, and then let us know.
Because I've never seen one.
Well,
the other day I did, and I go, what is that?
Yeah, that's surprising, but grackles are a fairly common bird, but depending on exactly where you are, you may or may not see those birds. Birds are not evenly distributed, but take a look in your field guide and see if it's a grackle and let us know.
I lost the contest anyway. I guessed a hawk.
Oh, okay. Yeah, not close. Thank you, Dave.
All right. Thanks, Roger.
Sandy, we've got just about a minute. Can I help you with a question?
Yes. I've had red-winged blackbirds that have taken over my feeding station. Is there a way to deter them and still feed the other birds?
Yes, but it's not a perfect solution. You can switch to safflower. If you put nothing but safflower in that feeder, then the odds are you'll find the red-winged blackbirds disappear. They don't so much like eating safflower. But that being said, it's going to reduce the attractiveness of your feeder to the other birds that you do want to feed. And so that's where I'm saying it's an imperfect solution to the problem.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. That's going to do it for Birdwatch. Thanks for listening. Tune in every Saturday at 8 a.m. for Birdwatch, brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Floral and Garden Center, and the River Lake Inn. It's near Colon. And we'll be back next week at the same time to talk to you about birds.
Lives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds.